Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful to have you tuning in today. And if you find the podcast valuable, which I hope you will, you can be a blessing by sharing it with your friends and family. And one key way you can do that is if you will subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just find Pivotal Decisions Podcast, hit the subscribe button, and you are ready to go. And that would be great. Today is incredible because we have everybody's favorite special guest back on Pivotal Decisions Podcast. Mr. Timmy Williamson is here. Timmy, welcome back to Pivotal Decisions.
Hey, thank you so much.
I mean, the listeners skyrockets.
Wow.
When they find out.
Incredible.
Timmy Williamson is on Pivotal Decisions.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm always here. I'm just down the hall most of the time.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. You're down the hall working.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Doing some incredible things, I'm sure. So thank you for being a part today. And I'm excited about today's topic on Pivotal Decisions. And I was looking the other day through some stuff, and I found this article about where they had asked people about their favorite month of the year.
All right.
And so they ranked the 12 months of the year based on this poll they had taken, and they had asked people, Americans, what their favorite month was and why. And so I thought we'd talk about that today, and I'm very interested, not now. This is a teaser.
Oh, all right.
But in a few minutes, we'll find out what your favorite month is, Timmy.
Oh, see, you got to keep listening, everyone.
You have to keep listening.
That was nice.
To find out Timmy's favorite month of the year. So the poll asked all these people, what is your favorite month of the year and why? And then they ranked the months based on this poll and what they found out. So number one on the list, Timmy, was December.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can see why that's probably
absolutely
true.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Christmas.
Absolutely. Christmas, it's festive. There's lots of Christmas parties, plays to see, musicals.
You get presents. Yeah.
Cookies. I don't know. I mean, if you're a part of Franklin Heights and you're listening, you know it's like every event at church, there's Christmas cookies.
Every week, Christmas cookies.
Yes.
So it's understandable why everybody loves December.
Oh, yeah.
At least in this poll.
Oh, yeah.
It was number one. And the Christmas season with all the Christmas food, the family gatherings, all those things make December the most wonderful time of the year.
Absolutely.
That would be a good song.
Yeah.
But I guess there's some that maybe would say, I don't really like all that. But the majority of people, I think.
We call them Scrooge.
Yes, we do. We do. So December came in number one. That's not a surprise. Coming in number two was July. I can see July.
Oh, yeah.
People love the 4th of July. It's cookouts. It's get-togethers. All that happens. The patriotism. All that stuff. People love that.
And let's be honest. No school.
No school. That's the one thing in the poll that they said was this is July is the one month where nobody's in school.
Yep.
So because some schools go into June.
Oh, true.
Some start in August.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's in school in July.
Yeah.
So that's people love that.
Absolutely. Teachers especially, I would think.
Teachers. That July is number one.
Yeah.
And you know the weather is incredible. People are going on vacations. It's a great time.
Absolutely.
The month of July.
Yeah.
So it came in number two. Number three was June, which is kind of like July.
Yeah.
But people are getting out of school. Susan, my wife's birthday's in June, so it has to be one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So let that be known for the record. And so June was number three. It's really like July. So June came in number three. Number four, October.
Mm-hmm.
October's a great month.
Yeah.
It's for a lot of reasons. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But October is great weather usually.
Mm-hmm.
People can be outside.
Yeah.
It's not too cold, not too hot.
And there's the anticipation of the favorite month of December.
That's true. It's just around the corner. People starting to get excited about it already. Some people are already putting their Christmas decorations up, which mm-hmm. is hard to understand, but yep. they do. So I'm not judging you, but you know,
I'm judging.
Yeah. Well, you go to Lowe's, like yeah. in July, they have Christmas trees out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it's really when you should buy it because it's all a really good price.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am exaggerating a little bit, but I do think in August they did have the Christmas trees out.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in the summer, there was pumpkin stuff out. I was like, it's like 95 degrees. I don't even want pumpkin anything.
It's not right. There's something wrong about that. But anyway, so number four is October. Number five, and I'm going to go through these a little bit quicker right here in the middle because nobody really cares.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Nobody really cares about those in the middle. Number five is May, which I'm not sure why it would be that high on the list, to be honest. May is, there's not much happening.
Memorial Day weekend, maybe?
Yeah, you got Memorial Day. You do have a major holiday in there, which yeah. is good. Because I do factor in the months. I don't know that I do, but I think people do factor in, is there a major holiday in the month?
Yes. Oh, big time, because you're looking forward to that three-day weekend.
Right.
You know.
So that elevates me.
Yeah.
To the, you know, the top five.
Yeah. It's also graduation for most colleges, so that probably helps.
That's true. Yeah. People getting out of school, yeah. getting out of college, you know, the summer break's coming. That's good. Number six is November. That is totally way too low. Number one, my birthday's in November. It should be much higher just for that reason. But November is great. It's good weather usually. It's getting colder, which I like, but not too cold. I don't really want really cold, but just kind of cold is good. And it's a great month.
Yeah.
It should be higher. It should be way higher than May.
Yeah. I don't know who I need to write to, but we need to write someone about this.
And June is questionable.
Yeah.
That November
June
is
June just wants
not
to be July.
That.
That's all that it has. That,
yeah. It's yeah. riding off of July. You're right. So number eight is April. That is spring. We'll come back to April. I think we might hold off on that a minute. We can come back to April.
Cool.
It came in at number eight, though, for the record. Okay. Number nine is March. And then here are the last three, which I thought was very interesting. The least favorite months of the year, according to this poll. Number 10, January. Not sure about January being 10, because number 11 is February, and number 12, the least favorite month, is September.
That's crazy to me.
How can September be lower than January?
I don't know.
I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah.
September.
I understand February. I do
February
understand
February is fine.
Yeah, the winter blues.
But September, number 12, there is no way. September has a lot going for it, and I can't believe that it came in number 12. But I guess somebody has to be last. But
that's true.
I feel bad for September.
Yeah. I mean, Labor Day, come on,
people. I feel bad. I mean, you have a major holiday.
Yeah.
You have a lot of things happening in September. But I guess people, maybe school starting back, vacations are over. Maybe that's a factor. But I'm really thinking that September got a raw deal. So I feel bad for September.
Yeah.
So there's the list. Number one was December. And number 12, December number one, September number 12. And the list of most favorite months of the year. So I'm going to go now, Timmy, and this is big news for the Pivotal Decisions podcast.
All right.
I'm going to tell you my favorite month of the year.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
So number one, and this should be number one easily on the list, the best month of the year, without question, is October. October has so much going for it. I can't believe anybody would not agree with me on this. Okay. Think about October. October has the perfect weather. It's not cold. It's not hot.
Yep.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Think about how beautiful this month is.
It is gorgeous, especially this week.
Gorgeous. Yeah. It is. Have you been outside lately? The leaves are incredible.
Yep.
So it's got nearly perfect weather. It has beautiful scenery in October. And the big deal about October, Timmy, is without question, it is the best sports month of the year.
There it was. I was waiting for it.
Yes.
I was like, it has nothing to do with a lot of the trees being orange that. Yeah.
Well, that's God's decision.
Yeah.
But you think about right now, we have college football, and it's kind of prime, where it's just great games every week. We have the NFL, which I don't really, that's not my thing too much, but it's full swing. We have the World Series, baseball playoffs, incredible.
Yeah.
I don't really watch baseball, but the playoffs are interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
And you have all that going on. Basketball is starting in October.
Yep.
And it's the best sports month without question.
Yep. Did you see LeBron James played with his son?
I saw that.
I thought that was kind of cool.
The father-son.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also saw that the best player that they have on the Lakers is from Tennessee. But that's a different story for a different day. That was the real story.
I walked right into that one. I didn't see that coming.
That was the real story, not the James
family.
Yeah,
no one cares about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody cares about LeBron James. But anyway, that you have that in October.
Yeah, it's all October.
It's all October months. And you don't have any kind of goofy weather in October. Some days might be cooler than others, but you have a variety. Mm-hmm. If you just wait in October, you'll have a day that you like.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's going to be warm, and then it's going to be cooler. And it all happens in October. It is, without question, the best month of the year.
All right.
And I will fight you. I will fight you.
You clearly feel way more passionately about this than I do.
So, all right. So I'll just give you my next two just very briefly. Here's the real order. Here's how people should be thinking. Number one is October. Number two is November. For a lot of the reasons why October. Plus, you add that it's my birthday month.
Oh, there
so that, is. That elevates it straight to number two.
Absolutely.
You still have decent weather. You still have you have a major holiday, and you have great sports.
Yeah.
And then number three is December. It's Christmas. And it's still decent weather, to be honest. Now, you can get some snow.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. I'll do my least favorite here in just a minute. So there we go. Number one is October. Number two, November. Number three, December. I kind of did them see in order.
Yes.
Did you notice?
Well, and 3 points. That was nice.
3 points, like a good pastor.
Yeah.
Okay, Timmy, I want to hear your now. Everybody's dying.
Yes.
We teased you earlier. All of you listening, the thousands listening to Pivotal Decisions, we teased you earlier about Timmy's favorite month.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me your favorite month, Timmy.
All right. It's kind of the opposite side of the calendar from you. My favorite month is April.
April.
So I love the spring. I love the days getting longer. I love
That's true.
It's getting warmer. April is my birthday month.
Okay.
And so I'm sure that has,
now I see.
Yeah, it has something to do with it.
It's all about you.
It's really all about me.
Yes.
But it just, I love, if it can be 73 with no humidity and partly cloudy every day, that's glorious.
That's true.
So,
and the point about the days getting longer.
Yeah.
That does have a lot of weight.
Big time. Yeah.
But you're coming out of winter, and that's one of the things that's the worst is, it gets dark at 4:30.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And that's a problem with January being number 10 on that.
I think that's a big part of it.
It is.
A huge part of it. Yeah.
So April, you
Love
have
April.
Spring.
Mm-hmm.
You have the flowers blooming.
Yep. Usually Easter is in the month of
that's
April.
That's true.
Although this past year, it was.
Yeah.
Palm
usually
Sunday
it's
really
always
early.
Easter.
Yeah.
Every once in a while it'll be March, but usually always April.
Yeah.
So you have Easter, major holiday, the most important holiday. And so, but in reality, it's your birthday month.
It's my birthday month.
So you put it number one.
Yes. So everybody, please mark that down if you're taking notes. April is my birthday month.
Yes.
So
be sure that you remember
April That's terrible.
Is Timmy's birthday month. So
it's not
mark that
day,
on
it's
your calendar. mark that on your calendar. April is Timmy's birthday.
Yeah. And then right after that, it's got to be December. I mean, December is crazy if you've ever worked in ministry or church or anything with music. December's crazy, but it's just the best music. I love Christmas music. I love the festivities. I'll even love a bad Christmas movie. I mean, some of them are just so sappy, but you're like, oh, it's so good in the end. Home Alone, great movie. So much fun.
Yeah. Well, no one can deny that December's great. It came in number one on the list.
Yeah.
So I understand all of that. The movies, not sure I agree with that. But a lot of people watch the movies. That's why they keep making them. So number two is December. Do you have a third? Did you go three or just your first two?
If I did, I probably would go July for number three because I love the warm weather. I love that you can just go outside, do whatever you want. I'm from the beach, so I love, being near the water, swimming, that sort of thing. Love the lake here. So it's just, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. July's a good month. It's a month that, it's just summer. It's summer and people love the summer.
Absolutely.
And the good weather, getting outside. And that's one good thing, you know, about why October is on my list is number one, because you can get outside, you go hiking.
Yeah.
You can just be outside doing whatever you want in October. It's great. So that's it. Number one, you had April, number two, December, and number three is July as your favorites.
Yes, sir.
I went with October, number one, November, number two, December, number three.
This is prime time for you.
It is. Yeah. It is. So now I'm going to share with you my least favorite month of the year.
Okay.
And I started to go with January. It's a close second because January is cold and it's dark and I don't like either of those things. I don't like it real cold. I don't like it getting dark at 4:30. But it does have basketball and it does have college football now because of the playoffs.
Right.
So it's got a couple things going for it. So it knocked it out of the last place. My least favorite month, without a doubt, well, maybe a little doubt, but my least favorite month is August.
Really?
Yeah. Think about August. There's really no holidays in August.
Right.
That I know of, that I could remember.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. It's not an observed holiday.
Right, an observed holiday. Yeah. Not a big one, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no holidays. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually dry.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have finished their summer vacation by that point, so you're kind of down, like, okay, well, I waited all year for that, and now it's over.
Right.
All the summer fun is coming to an end for the kids, which that might be a positive because they have to go back to school now. But anyway, all the vacations are kind of done. Yeah. You're wrapping all that up, and now you come back to real world. And you think of August, Timmy, there's no sports that matter.
Wow.
There's nothing to even – I mean, there's baseball, but who cares about baseball in August? Nobody.
That's kind of true.
It's just kind of a downer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I see that.
So I go with August number one and January a close second.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. I would say my least favorite is February for all the reasons you said about January. But the thing I like about January is I do get a little bit of that excitement of – oh man, it's a new year. Okay, what do I want to do better this year? What it feels fresh. Whereas February, you know, you've already failed on the things you wanted to do fresh in January.
those New Year's resolutions are already gone.
They're already gone. And so you're sitting there 20 pounds heavier and you're like, well, this is sad, but I can't work out because it's dark outside.
Right.
So it's not my fault.
You can't. I mean, you get off work, it's already dark.
Yeah. Like, and everybody brought me cookies in April, you know, for my birthday month.
All right. So you went. February as your least favorite month.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
It does have Valentine's Day, Timmy.
That is true.
Come on.
That is true.
That's why it's the least your least favorite. That's why it's my
All
least
the women
favorite.
Are like, it's the best.
No, I can see why it's number 11 on the list. Okay. So I'm sure everybody is just intrigued by this.
Yeah.
Of our most favorite months of the year and our least favorite months of the year.
Yeah.
And Timmy, I'm sure they're wondering, why are they talking about this?
It's a fair question.
But if you look at the research, this is a big deal for people.
Yeah.
They really are interested in the months of the year.
Oh yeah.
Especially they want to know our favorite months. I mean, who would not want to know this?
Yes.
But I bring this up, Timmy, for a serious reason. And that is, it's a reminder that the months just keep kind of going by in life.
Yep.
And that time is precious.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's a verse in the Bible in Psalm 90, verse 12, that says, teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And I think the psalmist is reminding us that time is very precious and it's a gift from God.
Yeah.
And we don't want to waste it. And I've shared this before, Timmy. There is what is called the death clock. And people I know are really interested in this. So the death clock is you can go online and it will determine when you die. So you put in your gender, your age, some lifestyle questions.
Yeah.
And it will tell you how much time you have left on the earth, how many months you have to live. So I did this. And it says that I have 20 years to live. thinking 20 years.
Yeah, that seems harsh.
That's tough to hear. I only have 20 years left. So I do appreciate the disclaimer at the bottom. It says this is an approximate calculation and may not be accurate.
And it even says have that on the bottom of every website on the internet.
It even says to consult your physician to get advice if you have doubts about this.
Hilarious.
So anyway, I'm thinking 20 years. 20 years is a lot, but it's really not, you know, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think of Colossians 4:5, where the Bible says to make the best use of your time. And the word there, Timmy, for time is not chronological time. Mm-hmm. It's really talking about kingdom time. Hmm. In other words, invest your life in things that actually matter.
Yeah.
And so the whole discussion about the months, it made me think about the months just keep piling up and going by. And that old saying, as you get older, time goes by quicker.
Yeah.
I found that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's really not, but it does seem that way.
Seems like it to me. I mean, even just thinking about this year, even this week, I was thinking, sometimes like if you pull something to wear, you're like, I just wore this. And then you're like, no, that was already a week ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, what did I even do this week?
It's amazing how time goes by.
Yeah.
And so I want the people listening, and especially me, I want to think about making the best use of my time for the kingdom.
Yeah.
So that at the end of that 20 years, if that's it, then I want to be able to say I used that wisely, that time wisely, mm-hmm. and I used it for kingdom things, which has eternal value.
Yeah.
And you can do that. You know, I believe that people listening to Pivotal Decisions, invest your time in the church, in the local church, and serve God through the local church.
Mm-hmm.
Do something meaningful. And God has a purpose for all of us. He has gifted us in specific ways to use to invest in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody listening has that gift, and you can use that gift to invest in your local church, to serve God, and make eternal difference.
That's right.
So I hope this will be encouraging. We had a lot of fun. Timmy, you're the best. I'm expecting that because you have been on here, that it is going to raise the listenership. Is that a word, listenership?
Well, it's not viewership. Yeah. So
no,
I guess
it's not viewership, which is good. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
But it's going to raise the listenership here tremendously. Yeah. And I hope you have been challenged in this unique way to spend your time wisely for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And that's time that's not wasted when you do that.
That's right.
So thank all of you for listening to Pivotal Decisions. Again, if you will subscribe to the YouTube channel, that would be incredible. Thank you for that. And you remember that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.